Hello, Pastor Deborah here once again, and we're doing another episode of Spiritual Babylon, the kingdom of darkness on earth and in the hearts of humanity and in nature. We're picking up from episode number 5, where we were talking about how Satan, the spiritual adversary of God, was working through a family called Nimrod, Samaras, and Tammuz to build the first family of the kingdom of darkness and its city of spiritual Babylon. Now, this city and this kingdom was already in the hearts of humanity since the days of the fall out of the Garden of Eden. And since this first family of Adam, woman, and Cain, and Abel were on the earth became a cursed thing to us because the firstborn son, Cain, got jealous of his brother's Abel's sacrifice to this god of the Garden of Eden and hit him with a rock in the fields and killed him. The earth rose up and said, because you spilt your brother's blood on us, the earth, we will no longer be a blessing to you, but a curse. We will not bring forth our bountiful harvest. We will not provide for you. We will be your enemy. And thus began Satan's kingdom through the weather, through nature, through the earth, on earth, because of murder of a brother and his spilt blood. So here in episode number 6, we're picking up where Satan was working through this family of Nimrod in spiritual Babylon. So let's pick up now in episode number 6. Satan had to have both the spirit part of us and our soul and our physical body working for his goals for the kingdom of darkness on earth, which was the original pattern that was set by God the Creator. God would be inside of our spirit, speaking to us, teaching us, coming through us to our soul, which was a helpmate, sort of like the wife in a marriage, and through our physical body. It was the unseen God of the creation working through the unseen human spirit, working through the unseen soul through the physical body. Satan knew the pattern, and he took it, and he created his own kids, his own children, and began building his kingdom on earth through Nimrod. And he started with this first family, as we had said. Now, Satan was ready. He had his family. He had Nimrod, he had Nimrod's wife, and he had Nimrod's child. Now he had to develop what you would call religion, or spiritual worship of himself. But because of the darkness and ignorance of humanity, it got all messed up. But Satan was going to have worship, and he developed it through Nimrod. Satan had to create an earthly religion out of the soul with bits and pieces from our spirit, that in our spiritual ignorance, we would worship him, Satan, in place of the true King and Father and Creator of the kingdom of heaven. Satan had ancient knowledge of the kingdom of heaven's patterns. Remember, Satan used to be called Lucifer. He was the son of the morning, the son, the offspring, that's what son means, of the first age. He was never a child of God. He was never in God's womb created by God's image and likeness. He was more like to be a eunuch that we learn about in ancient historical Chinese. He was a servant. But he was never to be the king, the prince of the kingdom of heaven. but because he served in this. And you can see this if you watch many of the Chinese historical dramas. You'll see the eunuchs rise up in rebellion against the king, the emperor, and try to take over the country. And that's what Lucifer did. He got jealous of the glory of God and all his power and authority, and he formed rebellion, which was sin, in his heart, and he was kicked out of that kingdom. But Lucifer, who became Satan, he had the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven's pattern for earth. He was part of probably creating this pattern, or rather carrying it out as Lucifer, the son of the morning. Lucifer had about one-third of all the angels of the kingdom of heaven under him. He was one of the three archangels of God, very powerful. And he knew the patterns that God had for this spirit called man on earth. So when Satan fell, he was going to replace this God of the kingdom of heaven as the God on earth in the hearts, the souls, the physical body, in all of nature on earth, as it was supposed to be for God of creation. And he started with this first city with high walls because of fear of the animals. Remember, this was all after the flood with Noah. Study ancient history. Study ancient text. Study, study, study. Look up one word in the Webster's Dictionary. Get the Strong's Concordance. Learn the Hebrew and the Greek word study. God, Satan, and humanity have been here on the earth and are in a fierce battle. Some of us have been held captive as slaves. Some of us, all of humanity, was originally the offsprings, the children of Satan, living in darkness and ignorance in all sorts of evil, wicked ways. But God never left us alone. He began working and talking through many ways. He had a plan which was set down before he even breathed out creation. And it would require the sacrifice of an innocent victim and its blood to be spilled for all to be forgiven. That was done in the heart and mind of God himself before he created anything. The plan was already done. Lucifer did not know about it, and Satan did not know about it for a while. So Satan would begin the religious activities on earth in Babylon, the city of darkness. And he had to create from sort of scratch, as you might say, and then spread through all humanity. And here's what the stories he spread. There was a family of God, but there were chosen ones, rulers, kings, which was true, according to Genesis 1, 26 through 28. But not everybody. There was to be praise and worship of this king. Remember, Satan's trying to get all praise and worship and glory from humanity, which all belonged to God, but we didn't know it. He's trying to get us to sacrifice unto him, this blood sacrifice, to get his forgiveness, his mercy, his compassion, his blessings. He had to get rituals of prayer and worship established, which was always the pattern. You go back and study praise, prayer, worship, sacrifices. Go study all of this. He had to also teach humanity that there was life after death if you did it right. He may have called it something like paradise, heaven. He had us pray to statues, animals, gods, anything. He had to focus our flesh on the natural, but also have a division that our soul would be seeking this heavenly protection and blessings. He also brought in the power of the queen, the female. And in God, there was no queen. There was a helpmate to the first man called Adam. And the helpmate was a female. The word female means the male species spirit that would carry the fetus. So the female is a male, which means offspring, that carries the fetus to bring forth a new dirt body. But Satan was going to lift up the female, the queen, the mother, very, very high. And this mother was the mother of the son of Nimrod, and the son's name was Tumult, and the queen's name was Samarius. He was lifting up a family, and those were three people. And if you go back into ancient times, we'll use the King James Bible, you had Mary, who was impregnated by an angel, they say. She would be considered, and is in many religions, the queen of heaven. You had Joseph, who never, his seed did not conceive this child named Jesus. Patterns, patterns, patterns. Then you had to have the birth. You had to have stories about the birth of this son and his death and resurrection. And when you study Tumults, that's what happened. Because Satan was bringing in the story that he knew was to be brought by God to humanity. Satan developed worshiping the queen of heaven, the mother. He set up prayers and petitions, taught us how to go into temples where there was a statue of some kind to pray for blessings, for marriages, for hope. He taught us about tithes and sacrifices. Some that we would make and some that we would give. Satan was doing this through the soul, through religion. Satan introduced the idea of sin. Sin means rebellion against the known commandment of law. That's all that means. And when you sin, you are separated by your unrighteousness to a righteous law. You can see that played out. Now, if you break the law and, let's say, murder somebody, you get caught, you're separated from the rest of society and put in prison. So sin's concept had to be introduced. But then Satan had to introduce the need for repentance and cleansing by using blood sacrifices. Sometimes it was animals, sometimes it was humans, sometimes it was children, sometimes it was women, sometimes it was men. But blood had to be spilled to forgive the sin. Then there had to be the concept of life after death. Transformation, rebirth, reincarnation, resurrection, new life, change, hope. Satan introduced all of these with a twist. It came with confusion. It was for the soul, was getting all of this, but not from the spirit. But sometimes it was. But what we were getting at this time from the spirit was dark, evil stuff from Satan. Satan taught humanity to lift up God as the seen God. You could see him. He became the water god, the god of the fish, the god of the sky, the god of the stars, the god of fire, the god of the earth, the god of the animals. Everything was a god. Because God had put his life on this planet in everything. But Satan was usurping that and putting his demonic spirits from his kingdom there, and we were to worship them. So I want to stop right here. Don't go too far. I brought so much to you about the beginnings of the kingdom of darkness on earth end humanity's soul and spirit through Satan, the spiritual adversary of God. You have to learn where things began. Now, a lot of people have questions about so much, and others have no questions. They just go blindly along with the herd. Many people are in religious corrals of religion, and their soul can never be free, and neither can their body. But their spirits can be, even though there's no freedom to step outside of their culture, their traditions, their family, their religion, because death would occur if they did. Dishonor would happen, but their spirits can be reached. God is a God of the spirits, and He can reach them even though they are lost to Him in darkness and confusion. He has a way. Now, I've been working with God for many, many years to do that. But right now, we're learning about this spiritual Babylon, this spiritual confusion and darkness on the earth. We all see it, and in the hearts of humanity, and we all see it. We see religion. We see the many different religions. We see how, through history, if you study, how horrible most of them have been to humanity. And we wonder, what in the world is going on? We've seen power and empires come and go, and wars and rumors of wars. So you have to be a student of history. Must become an archaeologist and dig and study and read. There's so much for you to learn yet. So this is just episode number 6 of Spiritual Babylon. We got more to go through, and then we'll get back to the larger book called The Kingdom of Darkness. But we're on a side episode, another book right now, just to help you to understand yourself, humanity, the earth, nature, and the two kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness that's here on the earth and in your heart, and the kingdom of heaven that is here also in the spirit realm. So you be blessed today. You learn something and you begin to step out of the darkness and into the light. All right, I'll see you on the next episode of Spiritual Babylon. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.